I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 7th. Quincy at-large counselor Ann Mahoney is running for mayor. Mahoney took out nomination papers yesterday to seek the four-year mayor's seat this fall. This will be the third time Mahoney has run for mayor, first in 2011, then in 2015, both while she was serving on the school committee. Mahoney was elected to the city council in 2017. And will have to give up her seat to run for mayor. Also yesterday, Scott Campbell took out papers to run for an at-large council seat. James Maloney has also taken out papers to run for mayor. And Mayor Thomas Koch has already returned the necessary signatures to seek re-election. If Mahoney and Maloney both return their papers with necessary signatures, a preliminary election would eliminate one of the candidates. Also this week, Matthew Lyons took out papers to run for the Ward 4 council seat again. Lyons ran earlier this year in the special election to fill the seat that was vacated by Brian Palmucci. Incumbent James Devine is also seeking re-election to Ward 4. So far, the only other contested race is for the Ward 2 council seat, where Richard Ashe is challenging incumbent Anthony Andronico. Dan Minton and Richard Iacobucci are seeking the Ward 5 seat that's being vacated by Chuck Phelan. There are also six candidates for three school committee seats, including incumbents Paul Bregoli, Frank Santoro, and Kathy Hubley. Liberty Schaff, Courtney Perdios, and Kathy Campbell are also in the running. Candidates have until July 11th to return their nomination papers to City Hall. A Quincy Police Lieutenant will become the new chief. Lieutenant Mark Kennedy has been selected by Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch to succeed Chief Paul Keenan. Kennedy has been in charge of the Special Operations Unit of the Quincy Police for the past 5 years. And as also an attorney, Kennedy has a private practice in Scituate for the past 17 years and as a member of the Massachusetts Bar Association. Kennedy came out on top of the Civil Service Commission list, followed by Terrence McDonald, James Flaherty, and Gregory Goyette. Kennedy will be officially sworn in on June 23rd. Chief Keenan will retire on June 22nd after 40 years of service to the Quincy Police Department, the past 15 as chief. Keenan turns the mandatory retirement age of 65 this year. A driver crashed into a building housing a daycare and Interfaith Social Services of Quincy yesterday, drawing an emergency response and prompting an evacuation of the building. Police say the crash happened at about 8:30 yesterday morning at My Learning Center on Adams Street while preschool classes were going on at the time, but police say no one was hurt. The building also houses Interfaith Social Services. Director Rick Doan said no one at the center was injured, and they can continue to operate their food pantry and other services. The car involved in the crash appeared to have been removed from the scene at about 9:30 yesterday morning, leaving behind some visible damage to an outside building wall and a window. In an update, police said emergency crews were in the process of clearing the scene after the Quincy Building Department found that the building was not compromised, meaning that classes could continue as usual. Some crews were on scene patching up damage to the building at around noontime, while an investigation into the cause of the crash continued. A woman driving the vehicle said that she hit the accelerator instead of the brake by accident. So far, no charges have been filed. Pharmacists can provide patients of abruptly closed Compass Medical Center with up to 30 days worth of certain medications, even if they do not have remaining refills on their prescriptions, according to the State Board of Registration in Pharmacy. The Massachusetts Urgent Care and Medical Clinic Group shuttered suddenly last week, leaving tens of thousands of patients in the lurch and in need of alternate care arrangements. Under a policy adopted in April, state pharmacy regulators said pharmacists are allowed to dispense Schedule 6 medications that do not require a report to the state prescription monitoring program without a refill order as a way of giving patients the time to find another prescriber. The board's notice specified that federally controlled substances and gabapentin cannot be provided. The board said that pharmacists should ensure that patients are aware that no further supplies can be dispensed beyond the 30 days, and that patients who ask for or require extra supplies should be referred to an urgent care facility. Compass also provided a phone number, 508-350-2000, that patients could call for assistance with prescription refills or test results. The Board of Registration and Pharmacy said yesterday that any Compass patient who needs an immediate bridge prescription for buprenorphine, which is used to treat opioid dependence, should call the free Massachusetts Addiction Hotline at 617-414-4175 for an immediate prescription and referral to ongoing care. Oh, an air quality alert remains in place for Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York as smoke from hundreds of out-of-control forest fires in Quebec blows south of the Canadian border into the northeast. The wildfires are blanketing the region in a haze, turning the air acrid, the sky a yellowish gray, and prompting warnings for vulnerable populations to stay inside. Smoke from the fires has wafted through parts of the region for weeks. The most recent fires in Canada are much closer to Massachusetts than the wildfires earlier this year near the Canadian Rockies. Most recent fires near Quebec have been burning for at least several days. The Quebec area fires are big and relatively close, about 500 to 600 miles away from Massachusetts. They followed wildfires in Nova Scotia, which brought more smoke into parts of eastern Massachusetts last week. Air quality alerts are triggered by a number of factors, including the detection of fine particle pollution, which can irritate the lungs. According to the State Department of Environmental Protection, sensitive groups may include people with heart or lung disease, asthma, older adults, children, teenagers, and people who are active outdoors. A check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded yesterday. The Dow was up 10 points, the NASDAQ rose 46, and the S&P was up 10. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar was down. The euro also fell. Oil at $71 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Guardians in Cleveland 5-4. Play again at 7:10 tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: some scattered showers around with a high in the upper 60s. Cloudy tonight, low 52. Tomorrow, scattered showers, mid-60s. Friday, scattered showers, mid-60s. Saturday, scattered showers in the low 70s. Looks better for Sunday. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Northwest winds at 10 knots and a high tide right before 3 p.m. Sunrise 5:07, set at 8:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, June 7th.